Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge, and I'm Brad Brown, coming to you from Cape Town. Let's head back to Manchester now, where we touch base with Paul Savage. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me back on the show, Brad.
No worries. Let's talk about your approach to nutrition, and particularly nutrition around an Ironman. I'm guessing it's something that you've worked particularly hard on.
I have a good diet on a daily basis. Obviously, like, nutrition is like vitally important to support the training process. You've got to fuel your workouts with the correct fuel, be it fat or carbohydrate, and then vitally important to get quality protein at regular intervals through the day to support the repair and rebuilding process in the muscles. I have a good diet with plenty of quality protein, you know, eggs, some seeds, nuts, flaxseed, chicken. So yeah, but what I would say is that's a good, healthy, athletic diet. And then what I do the day before an Ironman is I have what I call the anti-athlete diet. And the anti-athlete diet is, I don't have any fruit and vegetables, so I'm not putting any fiber in my digestive tract. I eat very, very simple carbohydrates like crisps, cakes, that kind of thing. So I'm fueling my body with very, very simple carbohydrates and reducing fiber intake. And I've always done that before an Ironman, and it's always worked perfectly. I feel great on race day.
Is it something you've tested? Have you tried other ways in the day before, and you've just found that this works for you?
I've not tried any other method, and I'm sticking to the method that's worked. When I was doing my first Ironman, I was in the process of studying for my Level 3 British Triathlon Federation coaching qualification. And we had a great seminar from one of the sports nutritionists in Leeds, at Leeds University. And so he works with the Brownlee brothers and all of the other great athletes up there in Leeds. And the recommendation to have that sort of anti-athlete type diet the day before a race came from him. So, it came from a good, respected source. So I thought, right, I'll try that before my first Ironman. And it worked. And I've done it ever since. And I've recommended it to other athletes.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. How do you approach race day itself?
So race day, a light breakfast, you know, something like porridge and honey. If I've got access to a stove to cook the porridge on. If not, then I'd have something like a couple of bagels with some honey, maybe a banana. So it's quite a light breakfast. I think the mistake that some people may do in Ironman is they think, oh, I've got this this massive challenge ahead of me. I'm going to be burning, thousands and thousands and thousands of calories. I better have a big breakfast. But that's the worst thing you can do before an Ironman. You know, have a big breakfast and have all the blood diverted towards your stomach to digest that big breakfast. So it's a fairly light breakfast. And then during the race, I use power bars on the bike. Usually sort of half a power bar every half hour, and I have jelly babies, just simple sweets, jelly babies, just to sort of help me along the way as well. Obviously salt tablets, and then just pick up plain water from the aid stations. That's what I do on the bike.
As far as recovery goes, after individual training sessions and after Ironman, anything in particular you do?
Well, after Ironman, I always like crave a lot of meat for the week after. So you just get that sort of craving for protein when you've really pushed your body to the limit and destroyed a lot of muscle cells. I think you need to really increase the protein intake after a big Ironman race.
Fantastic. Paul, thank you so much for your time. If people want to reach out to you or find out about your coaching, where can they get in touch with you?
I've got a website. It's www.physio-coach.co.uk. You can find me there. Email access through there.
Brilliant. I'll put that link into the show notes as well. If people want to click straight through, they can. Paul Savage, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Okay. Thanks very much, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.